Well, hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner, co-founder of Johnson Brunetti, and the author of six books, including, most famously, The Money Map. You've seen him published as a regular in Forbes, also in The Wall Street Journal and The Hartford Business Journal. Johnson Brunetti was the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. You've seen Joel as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin, and as an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. Joel, always great to see you. How are you this week?
Doing great. Today we are going to be talking to you about what you need to know about withdrawing money from your IRAs and 401ks, and maybe more importantly, should you roll over that 401k into an IRA? Should you roll over multiple 401ks into an IRA? All the pros and cons, how to save money in taxes, how to get the most out of your IRAs and 401ks. Right now, that is what we're going to be talking about. Do you have a 401k? Do you have IRAs or any kind of retirement account? Most of you listening to me do. Contributing to these accounts is really easy, but withdrawing money from them in retirement, well, that's when things get a little complicated. How and when you withdraw money from your IRAs, 401ks, 403bs. If you work for the federal government, you have what's called a TSP. These could have a profound impact. The way you withdraw money could have a profound impact on how much money you actually keep, how much you live on, how much you pay the IRS, or how much you pass on to the people that you love or the organizations that you care about. If you don't have a strategy, you could trigger all kinds of taxes, penalties, and fees, including higher taxes on your Social Security benefits, an investment surtax, higher capital gains taxes, and you might even trigger that penalty tax on Medicare premiums. They don't call it a tax, but it's when you trigger higher income and it messes with your Medicare premium formula, and sometimes your Medicare premiums could triple in retirement by not being aware of some of these things. The last thing you need at this stage of the game is some sort of financial surprise that could set you back tens of thousands of dollars that you can't go back and fix. And like I said, when you find out you made a mistake, a lot of times it's too late to do anything about it. The truth is, some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes when they withdraw money from their IRA and 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Which one will you be? On today's show, we're going to reveal almost everything you need to know about withdrawing money from IRAs and 401ks, plus some little-known strategies that could save you thousands of dollars in taxes.
That's well said. Almost everything you know. It's a 25-minute show. We can't cover everything, but we'll cover as much as we possibly can in the time allotted. And Joel, let's start with the very basics. Why is the age 70 and a half so important? It seems weird that a half age, if you're not 4 and a half or 5 and a half when you get excited about your half birthday, why should we be excited or worried about 70 and a half?
Well, all your life you've been celebrating your birthday, right? Usually it's on the day you turn the next age. So on June 22nd, I turn 55. Happy birthday, Joel. Thank you very much. At age 70 and a half, the IRS has a little present for you. They force you to start taking money out of your retirement accounts. It's a very important age because it needs to be planned for. I will tell you, when I started in this business back in 1989 as a stockbroker, they told us the advice that we should give clients is leave your retirement accounts alone until the last possible minute and spend all your other money first in retirement. Well, I can tell you that's wrong. Why? Because at age 70 and a half, you lose some flexibility and you lose some control over your retirement money. The IRS, with a few exceptions, forces you to begin to take money out of those 401ks, out of those IRAs, out of your 403bs, and you could trigger higher taxes. So it's very important to know that if you are not yet age 70 and a half, you should be coming up with a plan, a tax plan for your retirement income, so that when you become 70 and a half and you lose flexibility and control, you pay less in taxes than you could if you don't have a plan. Secondly, if you're over 70 and a half and you've done a good job of saving money, we can help you reduce your future taxes and reduce the taxes that your heirs will pay because of this 70 and a half required minimum distribution rule that all of you need to be aware of.
Now, if I open a bank account and I put $10,000 in there, I could leave that money in there for 100 years and nobody would say a thing to me about it. So why are withdrawals required from my IRA? It's my money, right? Why do I have to take withdrawals from it if I don't want to?
Well, it is your money, John. But remember, if we think back to when we started working, we quickly became aware of taxes. I remember Lori, who works here at Johnson Brunetti, her son came in, was graduating from college, wanted some basic financial advice. She asked me if I would sit down with her son. And her son came in, and I went over. He was all excited because he's an engineer, brilliant kid, got this great job offer. And he was so excited about how much money he was going to be earning. And within about 15 minutes, he got real depressed because I had to break the bad news to him that you're not going to actually get to put in your pocket all that money they're paying you every 2 weeks. There's taxes. There's Social Security. There's workman's comp. There are all kinds of – I guess he doesn't pay workman's comp. The company he works for, he does. But there's taxes. There's Social Security. There's all kinds of things. The state he lives in, there's state income tax, all kinds of things that are going to whittle down that paycheck. He said, well, how can I save money in taxes? I said, one of the ways you can save money in taxes is by putting money into the 401k because the IRS won't charge you taxes on the income you put into the 401k. This – folks, is why withdrawals are required, because you get a tax break when you put money into the 401k, the 403b, the TSP if you work for the United States government. You get tax breaks when you save that money, and the IRS is forcing you to take withdrawals because they don't want that tax break to go on indefinitely. And here's the real kicker. If you saved a dollar back when you were 25 and you invested it wisely, that dollar might be worth $8 now or $16, the IRS is going to get taxed on the $8 or the $16 instead of just the measly amount they would have got on the dollar. So you've been investing in partnership with the IRS, and they want their money. So this is why withdrawals are required.
So does this apply to all retirement accounts, Joel? Do we have to take withdrawals at 70.5 from all of our retirement accounts?
It applies to all qualified retirement accounts and IRAs, which technically are non-qualified retirement accounts. So what does that mean? 403Bs, 401Ks, most accounts where you've been able to put money in from your paycheck, or pension accounts where the company you worked for put money into a cash balance pension plan or some type of another pension plan, you've got to start taking money out at age 70.5. There are a few exceptions. It does not apply to Roth IRAs. It does not apply to the Roth portion of your 401k, although if you do have Roth money in your 401k and you turn 70.5, the Roth balance is going to go into your calculation, another reason to roll money out of that 401k into an IRA. It also doesn't apply to life insurance plans that are designed for tax-free future income. Very wealthy people many times use life insurance. It's specially designed. It's not what you and I bought when we bought our first home. But wealthy people use life insurance to spin off tax-free income many times because there are tremendous tax benefits to life insurance if it's properly designed. Also to certain types of annuities. If they're not in IRA or qualified accounts, we don't have to take money out when we're 70.5. So traditional plans that you probably contribute to when you were working, yes, you have to take that money out when you're 70.5. There are exceptions to that rule. And many times when somebody finds out that they've saved extra money, more than they need for retirement, they want to begin diverting assets to Roth IRAs, the Roth part of their 401k, life insurance plans, maybe certain trusts and so on that save them future taxes.
It's certainly not uncommon for people to have several IRAs as well as a 401k or a 403b. Maybe they had a couple of old jobs and every time they left the company, they rolled the 401k over to an IRA, but they have all these different accounts. And then when they turn 70.5, they're getting letters from all these different companies saying, okay, well, here's the RMD, the required minimum distribution you have to take from this account this year. Is that how you have to do it? You have to take some from each account?
Well, no, you don't have to take some from each account from an IRS standpoint. The IRS adds the balance of every single individual account and comes up with a total. And the amount you have to take out in required minimum distribution starting at age 70 is based on that total. The IRS doesn't really care which accounts you take it out of as long as the total. So if I have five $100,000 accounts, they're going to take $500,000. They're going to tell me, Joel, you have to take out $17,000 this year. I could take it all out of one account. So that's how the IRS treats it. Now, the custodian of your 401k or 403b treat it differently. They're worried you're going to come back to them because you made an incorrect calculation and ask them to pay a penalty in the future. And so if you have a 401k and you're 70 and a half and you're not working at that company anymore, they're going to force you to take their portion, their proportionate share out of that 401k. So it gets a little confusing, but the bottom line is most people, when they get close to retirement or they get into retirement, they want to simplify all those accounts so that there's not this complex strategy that has to take place.
Some people say, well, all these required withdrawals are showering me with taxable income that I don't need. So are there ways to lower these taxes?
Well, there are not ways to get around the required minimum distribution calculation. The way to lower the taxes is to come up with a plan before you're 70 and a half, or if you are 70 and a half and you don't need that income that's getting forced out, let's come up with a strategy to maybe take a little extra out now, pay some extra taxes now, but convert that into tax-free money for you or for your heirs in the future. So it's all about taking action. It's important that we take action on these things and not just let these rules happen to us. Don't be a victim to these rules. Almost every tax rule that the IRS has, wealthy people and good advisors have figured out a way to maximize what they get to keep and minimize what they have to give to the IRS. And there was a judge many years ago that actually ruled and said there's nothing wrong with somebody trying to, within the law, minimize their taxes. So on this show, we talk about the most significant issues surrounding your money and your retirement. Taxes, 401ks, IRAs. But nothing's ever going to come from it unless you take action. You could choose us to be your guide or somebody else, but the most important thing you can do is to take action and get an expert opinion. Let us prove to you how we could help you make the most out of every single retirement dollar you've saved with our Money Map Retirement Review, our Money Map Retirement Plan. You can get this. It's a three-component plan that tackles all of the key pieces of a comprehensive retirement plan. Social Security analysis, taxes, generating the most income, IRAs, 401ks, risk, healthcare, longevity, diversification. The Money Map Retirement Review also provides so much more than that. And your initial analysis that we give you won't cost a dime. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain by getting our personalized Money Map Retirement Review. I'm offering it to you right now. If you've got $250,000 saved for retirement and you're serious about this, call to schedule your initial analysis right now. Come into one of our conveniently located offices and get your own Money Map Retirement Review. We're going to offer that to the next 12 callers that call or text your first and last name to 1-800-705-1232. Text your first and last name or call 1-800-705-1232 to set up your personalized Money Map Retirement Review. We'll give you everything you need to know about age 70 and a half distributions, your 401k, your IRA, and you'll leave with a complete one-page simple action plan.
It's really easy to put this off and say, I'll do it next week or next month or next year. But the fact of the matter is we've been coaching people on retirement planning for a long time. And if you don't just go ahead and do it right now, there's a great chance you aren't going to do it. So go ahead and reach out while it's on your mind. 800-705-1232 is the number to call. You can call or text, whichever you prefer, 800-705-1232. This is Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner and co-founder of Johnson Brunetti. So as we've established, when you withdraw money from your IRA or your 401k, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes, penalties, fees. Things could go wrong if you don't do it right. And you could have higher taxes on your Social Security benefits as well, which a lot of people don't factor in. Higher capital gains taxes, higher Medicare premiums, you know, it all just kind of snowballs on itself. The truth is, some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on these retirement accounts, but if you're smart and you're savvy, you can legally pay far less. So, of course, the question is, which will you be? So now we're going to talk about rolling money from a 401k to an IRA. What would be the reasons, what would be the advantages and the benefits for doing that very thing. And Joel, we often reference on this show the importance of, you know, not leaving your money behind. When you leave the company, don't leave your money in that 401k, but it's always valuable, I think, to review exactly why we should be doing that.
Yeah, and there are certain reasons why people should stick with a 401k, but most people roll their money when they leave a company or when they retire, or even before they leave a company. People don't know you can do this, but you can actually roll your money out of a 401k while you're still working at the company. Most people roll their money over into an IRA because they gain access to more investment options. They can have more control over the account. They don't have to stick with the 401k rules or the 403b rules. They also can get professional advice and use the funds or the investment strategies that the professional uses instead of the professional being locked in to what's on the 401k menu, so to speak. But a rollover isn't always the right move. Sometimes it's simply easier to leave the money where it is. With millions of dollars to invest, large 401k plans, some of them have access to institutional class funds that some financial advisors don't. We certainly do, but many financial advisors do not have access to institutional class funds. The institutional class funds or the index funds in the 401k may be the best option for you. It depends. You take a firm like ours, we have all kinds of high-end money managers that you would need $15 million in one account to get access to them. You'd actually have to give certain firms $15 million. Well, because of our stature and how much money we manage, we have access to those managers for you. So there's all kinds of pros and cons to either leaving money behind in the 401k or rolling the money over. You could actually pay less to leave the money in the 401k in internal fees, or you could pay less to move the money out of the 401k. Depends on your 401k. You may not be able to figure out all the fees in the 401k or even all the fees when you're working with a financial advisor. So the important thing is, how much money do you get to keep at the end? You know, I always tell people, hey, if I have to pay 2.5% in fees, but I get 20% a year versus paying 0.2% in fees, 1/10, but I only get 10% a year rate of return, I'd rather pay more fees and get to keep the 20%, because it's not always 20% minus the fees. It's what you get to keep. That's the important thing. And so all kinds of different things go into this formula. We're going to boil it down to some simple things, but we're really today giving you questions that need to be answered with the help of somebody that's really an expert. Maybe you are. Most people aren't. You need to sit down with an expert and really figure this out, the pros and cons of rolling the money over.
So the reasons to roll over your 401k, there are many, but let's take them one at a time. Joel, perhaps your 401k plan has some really high cost investments. That's pretty common, actually.
Yeah, it is common. It's not as common as it used to be for the large companies, because most of the large companies have now been sued. You know, the big public companies have now been sued. Ironically, some of the big mutual fund companies that have their own mutual funds in their employee 401ks have been sued by their employees. Imagine that. So most of the big large companies have reduced their fees somewhat, but medium-sized to smaller companies, you know, companies less than 2,000 employees, less than 1,000 employees, many times they have very high-cost investments. And that might be one reason why you want to roll over your 401k into an IRA as soon as you're able to.
Another reason might be the fact that you sort of have a trail of 401k accounts. You've accumulated quite a few over the years every time you change jobs.
Yeah, an old friend of mine that's a financial advisor that kind of mentored me when I got into the business, he used to call this the financial junk drawer, where people have 12 different accounts. They've got four or five different 401ks. They've got an IRA here, an IRA there. They've got a mutual fund they started, and they've sort of got this junk drawer full of investments. None of those investments are talking or coordinating with each other. So it's just one big mess. There's all kinds of overlap. Usually there's much more risk being taken on the whole, because there's compounded risk because of similar investments in the different accounts. So this is one reason why many people like to simplify things in retirement. Right now, my personal financial situation is kind of complex. I have a defined benefit pension plan. I have a 401k. I have an IRA. I have a Roth IRA. And I have a brokerage account. Wendy has a brokerage account. And we have an irrevocable trust for our kids. I look forward to the day when we may be able to simplify that. Those plans are all in place real well. But I know Wendy would much rather have it simplified. So if you have many, many accounts, many times it makes sense to roll them all into one IRA just for simplicity's sake and to have the peace of mind. Again, it's not always about the fees. It's about your confidence and removing fear from your retirement future. And many times we do that with simplicity.
Another reason to roll over your 401k is you need more bond funds, and maybe they only give you one or two options on that menu of choices you have within your 401k.
Yeah, some of the best investment companies out there and 401ks out there, they don't have enough bond fund choices. Bonds are an area where there are specialty managers out there, money managers that we use, that can add a lot of value. Engineers, they call it alpha. They can add to just the normal index returns. Sometimes much more can be added through a great bond fund manager to bond performance than a good stock fund manager to stock performance. And so it's real important that you have more flexibility. And this is a big reason why people roll money over to IRAs from 401ks. Because of that fixed income component, they need better choices and more flexibility within the money manager menu.
Another reason to roll over that 401k is to give yourself more flexibility with your withdrawals, Joe. You might not have the complete freedom that you want within the 401k plan.
Well, they might limit you to a certain amount of withdrawals per year. Many times they limit you to a certain amount of trades per year, or the company will actually freeze your account if you try to trade too often. And so again, these are all reasons to roll over from a 401k to an IRA. You want more investment flexibility. Maybe you can get lower fees, not always. You want personal advice from a financial advisor that can choose the investments that they're the most comfortable with, not have to choose off the menu. All kinds of reasons to roll over. But now, John, we should probably hit, for balance sake, because there is a need for balance here, on when people should stick with their 401k, when they should not roll the money over. I am not telling you all to move your money from 401ks to IRAs tomorrow if you have the ability to do that. You've got to be careful. You've got to understand the fees. There's got to be full disclosure from whatever financial advisor is making that recommendation to you. There are all kinds of fiduciary rules. If, like we are, your financial advisor is held to a fiduciary standard. We've been fiduciaries for many, many years. And so you want to have a balanced approach here. So don't just roll your money over to an IRA out of the 401k. Make sure you understand and be suspect of anybody that just tells you to move all your money over to them at the first appointment. That is not correct at all. So be balanced here. There are many good reasons to leave money behind in 401ks, and you need to get a balanced approach and understand both the pros and the cons. Here's the thing. You've saved and invested for retirement. What do you do with all this, with 401ks, with Social Security, with pension? What are you going to do with all that money? How do you make it all work for you? How do you coordinate it all? The answer is in our personalized Money Map retirement plan. If you get our personalized Money Map retirement plan, which you can absolutely free, you're going to discover concrete steps to minimize your investment risk, how to turn your savings into an income workhorse in retirement. You're going to get how to avoid the retirement tax trap that we talk about all the time on this program. How do you avoid those things that can cost you thousands of dollars so you get to keep more of your hard-earned money? How do you protect what you've worked for from the skyrocketing costs of healthcare and inflation, and why so many retirement plans are not set up properly? In fact, they may be destined to fail because of gaping holes and costly mistakes and getting advice from advisors that don't understand the whole picture and the trickiness and the emotions that go on when somebody's retired and lost their earning power. For the next 8 callers on the show right now, you will get your personalized analysis called our Money Map Retirement Plan, and it won't cost you one thin dime. You've got nothing to lose. Call now. We've put this together in an easy-to-understand and actionable plan on just one page. And then you get all the backup if you like the technical details. So get your personalized Money Map retirement plan. Be one of the first 8 callers right now at 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. Hear me. There's no obligation. There's definitely no pressure. We want to serve you as a loyal listener by giving you this plan. Call or text your first and last name to 1-800-705-1232.
Great opportunity, no cost, no obligation. You can call or text, whichever is best for you. 800-705-1232 is the number to call. That's 800-705-1232. So there's not everything you need to know about 401ks and IRAs, but everything we could pack into the show today. Joel, thanks as always.
Have a great week, everyone.
We'll do it again, same time, same place, right here next week on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.